Welcome to TTC On The Go.
Welcome back to TTC for Success On The Go. This is Arish. Well, happy summer, people. I know it's been a while since I've dropped some podcast episodes, and I want to start off right away. A little survival kit for you. We're in mid-July. School's around the corner, but you can't really see the stop sign. So where are you at? Take an inventory of your patience level and your stress level and your desires of happiness. Where are you at in this summer vacation process? Well, right about now, our kids who had to do extended school year are home, and a lot of families have come back from vacation or past the 4th of July time. So this is about typical timing for the behaviors to start to set in. So here's some things to think about while we're in the summer mode. This is a great time to really get a good sense of where your child is at in terms of their temperament, their tolerance, their creativity, all those things that you don't get a chance to really focus on when they're in the school year. So this is a great time to introduce new hobbies, to get them motivated to exploring different things that they've never had a chance to experience. Now, some of your kids are pretty consistent with their interest base. And right about now, they're probably demanding quite a bit of video gaming time or TV time. That's okay. That's what they do. Keeping your child on some level of consistency in terms of schedule has been, you know, proven to be the best way to go. But it is a power struggle. I don't recommend that in the summer. It's too hot. So here's what you could do. If your child does resist staying on schedule during the summer, compromise. Come up with a general plan of what time they go to bed, what time they wake up. Give them some ballpark window of when food will be consumed. Otherwise, they'll be in your refrigerator every 5 seconds. And throw it out there in a family discussion. That gives the kids a feeling of some empowerment. Granted, you're still the one offering the times, but they're choosing from that. Now, the other thing that would be really helpful in keeping that schedule is to make it visual. You know, put it down somewhere on the refrigerator. And then if they don't comply with the schedule and they're a little off, you don't have to freak out. You know, it's not like getting up and having to go to school, right? Give a little flexibility, pay it forward, okay? So one day you notice that they're sleeping in and they're not wanting to get up. Let them sleep it in. You know, maybe they did too much the night before. But then talk to them about it. Have a little observation chat to say, hey, I noticed you were really sleeping late the last 2 days. What's going on? You never know. They might tell you something that you didn't even consider. But remember, it's summer. You get to chill out as a parent as well and give that little bit of flexibility. Now, here's something I do want to caution some of you parents who are feeling completely exhausted. Don't give in to rewards or preferred activities if the child is not holding up their end of the bargain. In other words, if they have resorted or regressed back to some deviant or negative behaviors, do not grant them access to the things that you normally would offer as their incentive for good behavior. Now, how do you do that? Well, you have to look at what the behavior is about. Behavior is communication. So what's the need behind it? Are they trying to avoid something? Is this something that has to do with frustration? Is this something that has to do with maybe wanting to get something? Talk to them about it and come up with a different plan for them to access without having to sneak around or create the power struggle battle over it. Incentive systems are pretty easy to implement, and your TTC staff are wizards at that. So for all means, you don't have to create the whole process. We can help you with it. It can be a token system. It could be a star chart. It could be very casual. Like, hey, if you do this, then you get this. It's pretty simple, and it usually works for even our most oppositional kids. Here's what doesn't work. Take it away. Take it away, take it away, take it away. Oh my goodness, I have seen so many kids literally with brains on fire because of the take it away. So, okay, let's be flexible. Let's look at the amount of access, and then let's offer the positive reinforcement of you get more when you do more. You get bottom line basic when you're being uphill. And that sometimes is, it feels like you're still rewarding them. But when you think about it from a kid's perspective, they're really not. And this is a good experience for them to learn the value of natural consequence. I think a lot of our kids are a little numb to the idea of natural consequence. We, you know, they're very well protected. And this generation has a different perspective on what's real and what's not real, and what will be realistic to ask for and what's not. So this is a good time during the summer to really help them understand some of those outcomes. Social stories work really well. Even if you have to dig back into your past and tell some epic story of how you had to walk 10 miles in the snow with no shoes, they'll laugh at you. They'll think it's ridiculous. But in there, you can plant a seed. Now, here's one wackadoodle fun thing that you can also do around the idea of consequences and what happens. Dig up some old sitcoms or movies from like the 80s. A lot of them have that very hand-over-hand moral reasoning lesson embedded in it.
This is what happens when you lie to your dad.
So I would recommend that you gotta go research through it. You know, if you gotta pull up some episodes of The Facts of Life or Degrassi High or any one of those 90210 and 21 Jump Street episodes, I'm sure you can have a million conversations based on what they observe. And it does actually help them imprint in their brain social skills. Which is something that in today's YouTuber generation, I don't really know that they're teaching that per se. There's a lot being offered, and it can be confusing to a kid as to what's the doable. Okay, so summer is creeping along, and I think you all can go with it. You got this. Take a deep breath, sit back, find something cool to sip on, and enjoy the observation of your kids when they're not under the demands of school. You might discover why you really love this kiddo. All right, be well.